Find your passion, master it quickly. Ever heard of the 10,000 hours rule? It's a theory by Swedish psychologist Anders Ericsson, popularized by Malcolm Gladwell. It suggests that to master something, like becoming world-class, you need about 10,000 hours of focused practice. This means practicing, measuring progress, getting feedback, and repeating until you succeed. But what if you don't have that much time? What if you need to excel quickly? At the start of 2020, few foresaw the extent of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tens of millions lost their jobs, and many businesses permanently shut down. People had to decide how to pay bills and feed their families, whether by finding a new job in their field, changing professions, or trying something entirely new. James Altucher knows about starting over. In 2002, he was jobless, broke, and without a career. He aspired to be a professional investor and author, motivating himself to improve daily, even by just 1%. Within 2 years, he was managing a hedge fund worth millions and writing his first book. A few years later, he sold an investment business for millions. First, he identified what he truly wanted to do. Then, he rejected the idea that mastering a skill takes 10,000 hours. Instead, he focused on ways to quickly become good at something and start making money from it. Experimenting accelerates skill learning and improvement. In the 1960s, Dick Fosbury was an average high jumper. The usual high jumping method back then, called the upright scissors technique, didn't suit him. This technique involved running toward the bar, jumping forward, swinging one leg straight up, and then lifting the other leg to clear the bar. Fosbury couldn't manage it because his long legs always hit the bar. So, he tried something new, jumping backward. This new technique helped him clear the bar more smoothly and at higher heights than ever before. Fosbury's high school coach initially thought the Fosbury flop technique would fail and even banned it in official competitions. However, after witnessing it in action, he was so impressed that he allowed Fosbury to use it in competitions. Fosbury, once an average high jumper, went on to win the gold medal at the 1968 Olympics with this unique technique, changing the sport forever without needing 10,000 hours of practice. This example highlights the 10,000 experiments rule. By trying many experiments daily, you can quickly test ideas and learn. This approach can rapidly enhance your knowledge, skills, and career. When Altucher began stand-up comedy, he felt like a complete novice and was scared of performing. However, he understood that improvement required taking risks, even if he failed. One time, he asked the audience to choose a topic for him to joke about. He'd never seen another comedian do this, but he knew audiences are more interested when they have input. The crowd loved it. From then on, he experimented with his comedy every night, and within a year, he was performing at Carolyn's, New York City's top comedy club. Apply Crossfield skills to learn quickly in new areas. Have you ever wondered how some people get really good at things so fast? Take Pelé, the famous Brazilian soccer player. He didn't start playing seriously until he was 15 when he joined Santos FC. By that age, many professional players already have around 10 years of experience and 10,000 hours of practice. But within just a year, Pelé was already playing for Brazil's national team and soon became one of the most beloved soccer players ever. How did he become so skilled in such a short time? Altucher calls this technique borrowing hours to speed up skill acquisition. It involves applying what you've learned in one area to a new field. Pelé, one of the greatest soccer players, used this method. Growing up poor, he didn't have access to soccer facilities or equipment. Instead, he played futsal, a popular sport in Brazil with a smaller ball and court. This required more footwork and passing, helping Pelé think and play quickly. When he switched to soccer, these skills made the transition easier. Essentially, he applied futsal skills to soccer, borrowing hours from one sport to excel in another. The power of learning without limits. Language learning offers a great example of borrowing hours. If you've invested time in learning a second language like Spanish, you'll find it easier to pick up Italian. Similarly, Pelé, the famous soccer player, didn't initially aim to become a professional. He started by playing futsal, following his passion without worrying about the end result. This approach highlights the key to success: don't stress about outcomes. To excel, be open to trying new things without limits or restrictions. Generate daily ideas to expand career opportunities. In 2002, Altucher was deeply depressed. After trying day trading, which led to bankruptcy, he was broke again, losing his home, and had two kids to support. He needed a solution fast. He started by making small steps. Altucher wrote lists of ways to make money and revive his career. These included business ideas, books, articles, and suggestions for others' businesses. His ideas turned into real opportunities. Altucher developed his idea muscle by generating ideas daily, a process he calls idea calculus. One technique he uses is idea addition, where you take an existing idea and improve it. During the first global lockdown, he created a list of 10 improvements for Zoom. Now, he's developing a new platform with those features. Another technique is idea subtraction, where you remove obstacles that make an idea seem impossible. For example, author's friend wanted to start a clothing line in the US but couldn't find a manufacturer. He suggested she make the first samples in China to prove there was a market, then find a way to produce them in the US. Techniques for innovating ideas. The third technique is idea multiplication. This means taking a successful idea and expanding it. For instance, Amazon initially sold books online, proved the concept, and then began selling other products. Next, we have idea division, which involves simplifying an idea. PayPal started as a broad service for online payments but narrowed its focus to eBay transactions, dominated that market, and then expanded. Then there are idea subsets, where you break an idea into smaller parts. Altucher, for example, wanted to create a social network for investors. He divided this into smaller ideas like 10 types of pages and 10 items per page. Lastly, the idea of sex involves combining two ideas into one. The iPhone is a prime example, merging a cell phone with an iPod. Innovation isn't always about inventing something new but enhancing or simplifying existing ideas to create something unique. Being adept at experimentation involves choosing ideas to pursue. Ever had a day when ideas just keep flowing endlessly? Altucher often does, but it's not always a good thing. Sometimes, after a whole day of brainstorming, he finds he hasn't accomplished anything. He wonders, why didn't I do anything? He struggles to pick which ideas or activities to focus on. With too much freedom and no plan, he can't make progress. It's great to have lots of ideas, but you need to figure out which ones are good. Doing this saves you time and ensures you focus on the right things. The author has a method for deciding which ideas to pursue. He asks, how many things have to happen for this idea to work? He calls this the conspiracy number. For example, writing a book has 5 steps: writing the book, getting your agent to like it, getting a publisher to buy it, having bookstores display it, and having many people buy it. This gives writing a book a high conspiracy number of 5. There are other options with lower conspiracy numbers. Instead of writing a book, you could start a podcast, design an online course, make a YouTube video, or write an online newsletter. When deciding which ideas to pursue, list all the possibilities and check their conspiracy numbers. Choose the one with the lowest number. This helps you identify risks, prioritize effectively, and focus on ideas with the most benefits and the least drawbacks. Find your purpose to achieve success. Matt Berry was a Hollywood screenwriter, but he hated it. He quit, and this nearly ruined him. He got divorced and started a blog to make a small income. This wasn't just any blog, it focused on fantasy sports, a hobby he loved since he was a kid. Unexpectedly, he gained a huge following because not many people were writing about fantasy sports back then. Eventually, he became the first fantasy sports anchor on ESPN. Discover your purpose for success. Matt Berry found fame and fortune by discovering his passion and turning it into a career. He identified an empty niche in the sports world and filled it, exemplifying what Altucher calls the room least crowded. This shows that making money doing what you love is possible, but you first need to find your purpose. Danica Patrick, a top female race car driver, offers some practical tips for this. She discovered her purpose in racing and again after retiring at 38. She suggests first imagining your perfect day. What would motivate you to get out of bed, and how would you spend your time if you had a choice? Next, look at the photos on your phone. What you frequently photograph might hint at your passion. Also, list your past month's activities and rank them by how happy they made you to find what energizes you the most. Once you find your purpose, the next step is to live it daily. Connect with a community that shares your passion. Exchange ideas, learn from others, and find a mentor. Dive into the technical aspects of your interest, study its history, and stay updated with current trends to develop your unique perspective. Finally, stop overthinking and start taking action. Perfect the spoke and wheel technique is crucial for monetizing skills. When Jeff Bezos started Amazon, he initially sold books. He then expanded to clothes, electronics, and food. Bezos later monetized Amazon's logistics and shipping by creating the Amazon Sellers program. His next venture was Amazon Web Services, which lets people rent space and develop in Amazon's cloud. Amazon made significant profits by using and selling its systems and infrastructure, a strategy known as the spoke and wheel method, according to the author. Imagine you have a business idea. The main idea is the wheel, and the various ways you can earn money from it are the spokes. Take Marie Kondo, for example. Her business revolves around the KonMari method, a unique way of organizing that mixes Shinto beliefs with modern minimalism. This method is the wheel of her business. The spokes include her best-selling book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, which sold millions in 30 countries, and her popular Netflix show, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. How Marie Kondo boosted her income with multiple streams. Marie Kondo has diversified her income by offering a newsletter, merchandise, online courses, and public speaking. This approach has significantly boosted her net worth. Using a spoke and wheel method, she maximizes the potential of one idea, creating multiple income streams. This strategy prevents dependence on a single source of income. For your business ideas, list all possible spokes that could emerge. You'll discover many opportunities and find it easy to try different ones. Transform fears into opportunities. At 26, Altucher felt like a complete failure. He wanted to be a famous writer but gave up because he feared rejection. Instead, he took a job as a software developer at HBO. The beginning was rough, and he struggled so much that he had to attend remedial computer classes, despite having a graduate degree in computer science. However, things improved significantly. HBO didn't have a website then, so Altucher built one from scratch in just 48 hours. He ultimately succeeded by turning his fear into growth. Every time Altucher is about to publish an article or book, he gets nervous. He worries that his writing might not be good enough or that people will think he's lost his skill, if he ever had it. He also fears that if people dislike his article, they'll post mean comments online, and his friends might disown him. These fears are common. Everyone worries about how their work will be received. The important thing is to use this fear to drive you toward your goals. For instance, whenever Altucher worries about writing a book or starting a new business, he asks himself, "Is this the opportunity I've been waiting for? And is this the chance to do something unique?" Accept fear to drive innovation and growth. If his answers are yes and yes, he moves forward with his idea, even if he's scared it will fail. Altucher now only starts a business if he's afraid it might fail. Why? Because if it were easy, someone would have already done it. He doesn't give talks or go on stage unless he's worried he'll push people out of their comfort zones. He knows that without pushing his audience, they won't remember his talk. Innovation happens when you push limits. If you can handle fear, you can create growth. Growth is why you publish an article or stand on stage. It's also why you test, experiment, and try new things. Key points. 1. Master a skill quickly by experimenting and testing new approaches daily. 2. Borrow skills from other areas to accelerate learning and growth. 3. Focus on progress, not perfection, and take action without overthinking. 4. Generate daily ideas to uncover new opportunities and innovate. 5. Choose ideas with the least risk and most potential for success. 6. Discover your passion and align your work with your purpose for fulfillment. 7. Turn fear into a tool for growth and innovation by stepping outside your comfort zone.